Here is a special reminder for our on-demand and podcast listeners. KFUO will be celebrating our worldwide ministry with Charathon 2016, a three-day live event Thursday, April 21st through Saturday, April 23rd. Listen on our worldwide stream and on AM 850 KFUO in St. Louis. Join us and enjoy all the live fun, plus hear from some of your favorite on-air friends. Again, Charathon 2016 is April 21st through April 23rd. If you can't listen live during our 3 days of Charathon, remember you can support us online anytime at KFUO.org. Just click a Give Now button on our website, or you can email us and ask us about other giving options. Email gifts@KFUO.org. It's KFUO supporters like you who make these worldwide online programs possible. Please prayerfully consider supporting KFUO today. And thank you for listening and supporting KFUO.
You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Wednesday, April 20th. Joining me by phone now, Patty Ross. She is the president of Lutheran Women's Missionary League. Good morning, Patty.
Good morning, Andy.
Glad to have some time with you this morning, catching up on what's going on with our friends in LWML, Lutheran Women's Missionary League. What's going on today?
Well, we're pretty busy this year. The even-numbered years is the years that all of our individual districts have their district conventions. So I just was out in California, Nevada, Hawaii district this past weekend, and I'll be in Louisiana, Mississippi this coming weekend. And it's always nice to go to these different districts. They're all so different and unique, and they've all got so much mission outreach going in those districts. And add that to the mission outreach of the national group, and you know, we're everywhere.
It sounds like it. And we're grateful for the work of Lutheran Women's Missionary League. This is, this coming year, we're preparing for the 2017 convention. Tell us a little bit about the preparations for that convention.
Well, the 2017 convention is real special for LWML this year. We are going to be celebrating our 75th anniversary. So we've got the 75th anniversary of LWML, we've got the 500th anniversary of the Reformation, and then also Lutheran Hour Ministries, the other LCMS auxiliary, is celebrating 100 years. So I think we're going to have a big party out in Albuquerque, New Mexico. We were scheduled to go to Salt Lake City for about 6 years, and then we just were unable to reach an agreement that would be in the best interest of everybody attending our convention. So we did a last-minute change to Albuquerque, New Mexico, and they're just really thrilled that we're coming, and we're real happy about that, too. We have between, 35 to 5,500 people that attend our conventions from way up in New England, San Diego, and out to Hawaii and Alaska. So we always have to look at making it as affordable as possible for our women to attend and being real mindful of our expenses on food and lodging and transportation. So we were sorry to have to change it at the last minute. Believe me, I was really sorry. But the programming hasn't changed, and we're looking forward to being in Albuquerque. We've never gone there before for a convention. We have four districts that are hosting that convention, Utah, Idaho, Wyoming, Montana, and Rocky Mountain districts. And Albuquerque is actually situated in the Rocky Mountain district.
Well, Albuquerque sounds like a great place for a conference, a beautiful place. I know that Pastor Marcus Zill of our Lutheran Student Union, LCMSU, and the LCMS Campus Ministry, he lives in Albuquerque and worships there, and I know he loves it. So it sounds like a great place for a conference and a great place for everybody to, for LWML to convene and gather for a convention. What happens at an LWML convention?
Well, the convention is actually the official business meeting of our organization. They meet every 2 years, and they just transact the business of the organization. And that includes delegates from all the different districts that vote on any bylaw changes, officer candidates. They choose a mission goal, and then they choose the mission grants that they're going to fund with that mission goal. So it's the it's actually a giant business meeting, but over the years, you know, we've added so much else to it, like speakers, entertainment, interest sessions, information luncheons, and singing and just having a really good time, and then throwing that business in there because we have to get that done. So, we get a lot done.
A lot certainly happening at the LWML convention. Just any idea how many attend the LWML convention typically?
Since our really the main base of our LCMS is kind of Midwestern right now. Of course, if we have our conventions in the Midwest area, they're always bigger, and then we can run from anywhere from, historically our biggest one was 8,000 in Ames, Iowa, one year. But we run about between 45 to 5,000 when we're in the Midwest, and then when we're off on one of the East or West coasts, we're around 3,500. So we're hoping for, you know, between 4,000 and 5,000, because this is a special convention. We've got some special things going on. We have we're going to have a really nice big historical display, and our archivist historian is Caroline Honeycutt, and she spent some days a couple weeks ago digging around over at Concordia Historical Institute and started putting together that special historical exhibit about the past 75 years, and even before that, when women of the LCMS were trying to organize to better support missions. So being a historian's daughter, I love history, and I just think that is going to be really neat. I think people are going to go to that exhibit, and they'll see their moms and grandmas in some pictures, and just feel real kinship with the women that have gone before us in LWML. Saturday night, we're going to have a big entertainment event called the Diamond Dazzle, and we're inviting everybody to get their bling on and come to that. We're working with Jeff Burkhart on an original programming for that event, and so that'll be real special and fun. So, yeah, it's going to be a busy convention. We have the LCMS president is going to be the preacher at the Thursday night opening service. We thought that would be great since we're celebrating the Reformation to have our president of our synod do that sermon that evening. Our keynote speaker is a former national president of LWML, Ida Mall. She's a really dynamic speaker, and I know she'll have the convention up and going great guns by the time she's finished. And then our Bible study leader is Deaconess Betty Knapp. Betty's a longtime author of devotions and Bible studies for the LWML, and we're really pleased to have her be doing the Bible studies. And then we have our song leader is going to be composer and singing artist Wendy Sue Pflugi. So we've got, I think we've got a real nice convention now that we've got a place to have it.
Well, I'm thankful that the Lord has provided a place that will work well for the convention, that so many women can gather together from the LCMS to accomplish all that the Lord has given you to do and to plan for the future as well. I know a lot of important decisions are made in that convention. And LWML works with so many organizations and agencies. You mentioned Concordia Historical Institute just a little bit ago in preparations for an exhibit at the convention. And I have the privilege of talking with Dr. Harmelink from Concordia Historical Institute each week. And he brings just amazing pieces of information, pieces of history that we can learn so much from. And I think it's just a hidden gem in the LCMS. And we have so many partners like that. I'm very grateful for the work that, you know, that Concordia Historical Institute and other organizations provide for LWML and for us, so that we can learn from that history and that that it'll help us in the future as well.
Yes, we recognize that about Concordia Historical Institute too, because of course that's where all our LWML files are kept. And we this year we went and we bought memberships for all of our 40 districts there, because we sometimes forget that it costs money to keep those records in place at Concordia Historical Institute. But yeah, we I was reminded, someone sent me the verse from Proverbs 16, verse 9, "The heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps." And they sent me that after we had to change our convention. So it's a good reminder that, yeah, we make a lot of plans, but the Lord knows which way he wants things to go.
Indeed, and only he knows how well that's going to work out at Albuquerque. Glad that it's that you get to do that there. I know there are a lot of beautiful sites. It's just the vistas in Albuquerque, I understand, are beautiful.
Yes, and it goes along with our theme. The convention theme is Jesus Christ above all. It's taken from Philippians chapter 2, verse 9. "Therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name." I'm looking forward to it quite a bit.
Well, speaking of partnering with organizations, we're getting ready to celebrate Share-a-thon 2016 here at Worldwide KFUO. And KFUO and LWML have a long history of sharing together and being partners in proclaiming the good news of Jesus. Any thoughts on the partnership that we have and that we share in proclaiming that good news of Jesus?
Well, I think that in some ways KFUO provides some inspiration for any LWML woman who's sitting at her desk, because you have all these archived programs. And, you know, in Tulsa we don't get the live broadcast, but I can sit here and punch in on my computer whatever program looks interesting to me, or something that I wanted to listen to but I missed, and it's archived on your website. So I can participate in those broadcasts and listen to the singing and some of the worship services that you have over the computer while I'm doing my work here. And we'd love to have KFUO come out to Albuquerque and maybe record some things or interview some people and put that on your website. So you have an invitation to come to Albuquerque and do some work out there.
Well, thanks for the invitation, and we'll have to look into that. That might be kind of fun to come out and spend some time at the LWML convention. I know Joni usually spends time at the LWML conventions, and I don't know if she'll be representing KFUO in 2017, as she has other plans, retiring in the coming year. But we'll see what we can do. That would be great to spend some time at the convention. Thanks for the invitation.
That'd be fun, yeah.
Well, aside from the convention, other plans for this year for LWML?
Well, like I said, we're busy with the district conventions.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll be, half of our district presidents will be retiring and half new ones coming on. So we're always looking forward to see the women that God puts into these leadership roles in the districts, because they're so varied and different. They all have a heart for spreading the gospel and for enriching the lives of the women that they're working with. They go on through September, so we've got a lot of stuff going on that way in the districts this year. And then we're putting together programming for next fall. In October, we'll have a big planning meeting and have the district presidents come in for that, and our board of directors. So, we're got a lot going on.
With all the district conventions, I know it's quite busy. And I appreciate one of the recent issues of Lutheran Women's Quarterly featured several stories of Lutheran women in mission. I appreciated all those stories sharing about how they serve the Lord and his people in their given vocations, in their given communities, with the gifts and talents that they have. And there is a speaker that's coming to several LWML district conventions in the coming weeks, and she's coming to KFUO this summer. I'm excited. She is truly a Lutheran woman in mission. Alvina Federwitz served the Lord as a missionary with Lutheran Bible Translators for over 42 years, and now back in the United States. She served in various parts of Africa, Liberia, and other places around Africa with Lutheran Bible Translators. And I know she's visiting several LWML district conventions this year. And she is, if you haven't had a chance to meet her, truly a Lutheran woman in mission, serving the Lord, bringing the good news of Jesus, the Word of God, to people in languages where it's never been proclaimed before. It's an amazing story. I'm looking forward to sharing her story here on Faith and Family in June.
Yes, and one of our national grants that we are funding over the next 2 years is Lutheran Bible Translators over in some African, I think it's three languages over in Africa that we're helping develop by the grant to Lutheran Bible Translators. I think I may have met her this past weekend out in California, Nevada, Hawaii, convention. I'll have to get the card out and look.
I believe she was there, yes.
Yeah.
That's a great example. I'm glad you mentioned that the support that Lutheran Women's Missionary League provides for work like Lutheran Bible Translators in Africa. I mean, without that, that support is so important to that mission work, you know, to bringing the good news of Jesus, the Word of God, to people in their heart languages, in the languages that they've grown up with, that they speak, that they would hear the Word of God in their own language. How magnificent is that? And LWML does a great deed in supporting that work.
Well, you know, and we always tell people it's not just the money that we give, but we have on our website, under our mission grants, we always have a story and a devotion and prayers for each mission grant. So we not only just put our dollar in the mite box, but we pray for those missions and those missionaries that are working at that. And we pray for their families because we realize what a commitment it is, especially if you have a family, to be in a foreign country or to be, you know, working in maybe not ideal circumstances all the time. And discouragement can happen even with, you know, even with Christians working for God. So we do a lot of praying for our mission grant recipients in LWML. And I'm excited about a lot of our grants these next 2 years. So I encourage any of your listeners that want to go to our website at lwml.org and look under our missions tab or look under our Bible studies tab. Sign up for our daily mustard seed devotions and our e-news. We have e-news that comes out about every other week, and they sign up for that, and it gives updates on things going on in LWML. So,
very good. Okay. I'm glad you mentioned the website. There is a lot of news on the website, the great resource for finding out what LWML is up to and how you can be involved, as well as listeners, how you can be involved with the work of LWML. Well, Patty, where are you headed to next? Another district convention?
I'm going to a district convention in Houma, Louisiana, and that is the Louisiana-Mississippi district. And that's about an hour, I guess, south of New Orleans. And I was reading about the town last night, and I hope I'm not in a swamp area. But it sounds very interesting. It has a history back to the 1600s of, you know, people coming around that area of the country. So I'm excited to go there.
Well, blessings on your travel. Thank you so much for spending some time with us this morning here on His Time. Always a pleasure to talk with you, Patty.
Okay, well, thanks for all the enrichment that you know, make available on your website, you know, for those of us who don't hear the broadcast live. I really appreciate it. I enjoy it.
Thank you for the encouragement. Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the daily New Testament reading. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.